Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First of all, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before the story, you are going to do some things to help you relax and get ready. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 slow dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out. Pretend fire is coming out of your mouth, and softly breathe in and out. That was great. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out nice warm fire. One last breath in and feel your tummy getting bigger and out through your mouth. Great job! It's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your deep dragon breaths. Now, squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes. And now, let it go. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Feel your toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time, hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe in like a dragon and out slowly. Say to yourself, I am breathing in. Now, I am breathing out. How do your feet feel? Lift your leg up and hold it in the air. Now, let it float down. Lift the other leg, hold it up, and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg, hold it up, and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. one more time. Lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float down. Lift the other leg, hold it up, and let it float back down. Remember to breathe in like a dragon and out slowly. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now, squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside your hands and have to hold on tight. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the star go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm? Or do they tingle? Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, squeeze and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Now, let your arms float down. Take another dragon breath in and out. Feel the warm energy flow into your chest and arms. One more time. Give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Let your arms float down and breathe in and out. Okay, find your shoulders and touch them. Now that you have found your shoulders, you're going to bring them up to your ears and squeeze. Let your shoulders fall back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your shoulders and neck. One more time, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and breathe in and out. Okay, you're going to make a surprise face. Pretend you are opening a present. Your favorite toy is inside. Open your eyes wide. Lift your eyebrows up, 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 and open your mouth. Keep everything open and up for 1, 2, 3, and let go. Take a deep breath. In and out. Again, make a surprise face. Open your eyes wide. 1, 2, 3, and relax and take a deep dragon breath. In and out. One more time. Open your eyes wide. Let your head relax and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, pull your shoulders up to your ears, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. 1, 2, 3, and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. 1, 2, 3, and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight. 1, 2, 3, and let go. Take a slow, deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for the story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Switch Tracks. Everyone in the cozy house sat quietly, enjoying the peace of the moment. Tonight, Grandpa told everyone there was a surprise on the train tracks, and the family eagerly watched the tracks above them. Looking up towards the ceiling, everyone looked on as Grandpa flipped the switch. The family heard the tracks begin to whirr, full of energy. In the distance, they heard chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo as the little electric train approached. The family enjoyed seeing Alex the engine as he chugged around the house and hearing the train as well. The sound of Alex's chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo was soothing to them. Alex felt energy surge into his wheels, and he began to move forward on the tracks. The little green engine approached the tunnel leading into the room where the family sat waiting. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo! The sound echoed in the tunnel as Alex rolled forward into the dark passage. In an instant, the little engine was through the tunnel and on the track above the family. Alex smiled, happy to have an audience. He followed the track towards the tunnel leading into the next room and slowed his wheels as he heard a whistle. That sounds like another train, he thought, feeling puzzled. The whistle grew louder and louder, echoing in the tunnel ahead of him. The little engine decided to stop and wait to see what was whistling. As the family watched, a blue train emerged from the tunnel. Alex felt surprised, happy, and confused, all at the same time. He was happy to have the company of another train, but there was only one track. What would they do? The train in front of him said, "Hi, I'm Amy," as she slowed to a stop. "I'm Alex," Alex replied. "It's good to see another train. Sometimes it gets lonely up here, but I am a little confused. There's only one track through the tunnel. How are we supposed to continue our route?" Amy smiled and said, "Look behind you. There's a track for you to wait on while I pass."
Alex looked at the tracks behind him, and sure enough, there was a spot where he could back up and wait until Amy had driven through the tunnel. So he did. Alex felt slightly disappointed that he would have to wait to go through the tunnel. Then he realized how remarkable it was going to be having another train around. It would be delightful to have someone to pass and to say what was happening around the bend. Maybe more tracks would be added and they could chug along side by side. Before Alex had finished imagining all of the fun he and Amy would have together, she was through the tunnel. As she passed, Amy said, "See you again soon." Alex smiled and pulled forward onto the track, ready to go through the tunnel. Then the little engine whistled. Hearing the echo, he rolled into the tunnel. As he entered into Grandpa's study, the engine noticed a second track next to his own, and more tracks were stacked neatly ahead. Amy and Alex would each have their own track. As he continued on his way, the little train engine yawned. He was feeling less energy in his wheels and decided it was time for a nap. Alex pulled onto one of the newly made side tracks, just in case Amy was still rolling on the track. Alex the engine smiled and relaxed, thinking of all he had to be grateful for. The train was grateful for his tracks and tunnels. He was thankful to have met Amy. Most of all, Alex was happy to have new tracks to share with the new engine. The little engine squeezed himself tight, wishing everyone happiness. As Alex relaxed, he took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little engine settled into his spot on the sidetrack. Alex took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little train engine drifted off to sleep, hoping that he and Amy would be able to roll side by side soon. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.